O prophet, be not grieved. Be not full of hatred on account of those twain without steadfastness. The ears of some are deaf to these, Talal. Every beast has a different stable.
Oh yeah, you have to remember this. You don't. Because you don't like it somehow. The idea is this, that the prophet will say, listen, I tried this, I tried that, but there are these silly people doing this, kicking me even. God will say, ha-ha, that's a part of the game. Because all these animals, they shouldn't follow you. They follow another one and another one. It's not like that. Because this fellow cannot follow you. Guess why? Because you're very handsome and he's a midget. He doesn't like you. Right at the beginning. Now what? Okay, there is surely a good fellow who could teach you. Means that if something goes wrong in this teaching, there is nothing wrong with the education. Don't take it there. Yeah, okay, you try to correct someone and that someone doesn't even listen to you. So don't become angry. Because you are trying to help and the guy doesn't accept it, so what? You are not doing something good for the thank you. You have to do something good because it's good. And you should thank the other fellow who lets you to be good in that moment even. Yeah, this is it. Don't ever, ever take credit for yourself. Why? Because even if you throw the feast of death and the war turned around, the voice will come, you didn't do it when you did it. Means what? Means don't make a credit for yourself. What should you have instead of credit? Responsibility. That's what it is. I accept my faults and I'm not looking for credit. Because even when I'm doing something kindly good to the people, I do it for myself, honest. I enjoy it. Oh, I wish every moment of my life I could be a very good fellow. In that moment I could do it. So they don't owe me anything. Whatever I'm giving them, I've taken from some other people. That's how it works in this way. Yes?
Some are put to flight by this call. The stall of every horse is separate.
Some repetition, you see? That verse, look at it, two verses are exactly the same. Yes, some other words. And this is the technique that Rumi is very clever how to do it. And repeatedly he will do it. He knows that when you repeat something, it has something for the listener that, listen, I repeated this, remember this, highlight it somehow like that. Yes?
Some are chagrined by this story, for every bird has a separate cage. Even the angels too were not peers. For this reason, they form diverse ranks.
For the third time, repeating it, that remember, it's not automatic like this, that there is this teacher and everybody will learn from this teacher. Here, everybody has different sources. You could be tolerant here, yes?
Children, though they are at one school, surpass each other in lessons. Sense perceptions are possessed by Easterner and Westerner. The function of sight belongs to the ocular sense. Though 100,000 ears be arrayed and ranked, they are all in need of the clear eye. Again, the ranks of ears have a function in respect of hearing, the spirit and the traditions and the revelations. 100,000 eyes do not possess that avenue. No eye is acquainted with hearing. Similarly, enumerate each sense one by one. Each one is removed from the work of another.
Okay, another session. Now he went to where? Inside of us. So here, do you remember? I have 10 way of communicating. 5 are 5 physical senses, seeing, hearing, and tasting, and that. 5 are inside. We should start with common sense. Then inner is imagination. Then it's illusion. Then it's thinking and talking about. And the last one, which is the most inside part of me, is logic, owl again. The same thing that is here, we call that one the same thing, because we want to emphasize that we are talking about two sides of one thing. We're talking about this, yes. But this one doesn't work like the brain of animal. Why? Because a couple of PhDs I have, that all changed this. It's in here, isn't it? That's what it is, yes?
The 5 external and the 5 internal senses are in 10 ranks in the standing posture of the ranked of the ranked. Anyone who drops
back... standing of the rank is a little bit too literal here, because he's talking about Gyamo Sawfun. Sawfun means the polluted people, the stand-up of these polluted people, something like that. Yes?
Anyone who draws back from the rank of the religion will go into the rank that is behind. Do not make little of the word talal. This word is an exceedingly great elixir. If a conqueror turn away in repugnance from your saying, by no means withhold the elixir from him. If his magician-like soul has bound him at the present time, your saying will profit him in his latter end. O slave, say, come ye. Take heed, for verily God invited unto the peace. Then come back, sire, from egoism and headship. Seek a leader, do not desire leadership.
It's obvious what the subject is. That listen, the problem with every single one of us is, I want to be the head, the boss. So, no, find a clever fellow. Be a good follower. Because you cannot be the leader, period. Here he's talking about leadership. I say, sometimes this leadership doesn't work. Don't worry about it. Because during the time it's working, it will change everything. The only thing you should remember is this invitation. Come. This invitation that all of these poets, they start what? Sentimentally inviting everyone to the source of happiness. This is what it is, the movement, right? He said, oh, this ta'alu, ta'alu, which is coming from the top, which means come, come, and elevate, elevate, improve, improve, all of that. So this is something you should never quit, because even if now that silly ego doesn't let him to listen to you, it will change. At the end, say, come, invite people. Invite the people to kindness and beauty and love. Do it always, because this is what they should learn. Let go of that tendency of being the boss. This is in all animals. In a group, everybody is trying to be the boss. Here you say, don't be the boss. Find the cleverest one. Find the boss and be a good follower. The problem of ego The problem was Pharaoh doesn't listen to anyone. He wants to be followed no matter what. Yes.
How an objector objected to the prophets, on whom be peace, appointing the man of Huthal to be commander.
Yeah. Okay, this was the story. We started just by saying that Muhammad made this young the leader, and we stopped. Something else was needed to be explained. Let's go back over there. Yes, the objection of the people, why this young fellow? Yeah.
When the prophet appointed a leader from Huthal for the army whose troops were divinely aided, an insolent fellow, through envy, could not endure. He raised objection and opposition. Behold humankind, how dark they are, and how they are perishing in a perishable piece of goods.
Means what? First of all, okay, he said, this guy is the boss. What will happen in you? Do you remember? Right at the beginning, book one, he said, listen, remember, there is one weakness in you, which is the most difficult weakness, and which is the most complicated one. And oh, how happy is the guy who could pass this stupid stuff. Do you remember it? Being jealous. Because jealousy is animal feeling. They have to be jealous to each other because they are competing. This is something that you, as a normal human being, should understand it really. This is something that in the past was different. Now we are living in a different space. Animals, they compete. What about the human beings? We co-work. We don't compete. We help each other, and all the science we have and the knowledge we have is because we cooperate, we come to oneness. That's the difference. So, right at the beginning, yeah.
On account of pride, they are all in separation, dead to the spirit, living in deception. 'Tis wonderful that the spirit is in prison, and then all the time the key of the prison is in its hand.
Okay, but before that is on account of pride they all, right? That word of pride, which is takabbur, means you think that you are so big, is the pharaohship. So he's talking about the Pharaoh again. Yeah?
That youth is plunged and dung from head to foot. The flowing river is...
Read that beautiful picture one more. This wonderful that.
Oh, 'tis wonderful that the spirit is in prison, and then the key of the prison is in its hand.
This is interesting, because your spirit is in this prison, and the key of the prison is in his hand. It could come out. You don't let it, because you're afraid of, because you're jealous, because you're self-centered, blah, 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 all of that. But isn't it ridiculous that I'm in my jail? Is it the first time that you're listening to this? Oh my God. Let's go back, book one. What is the love? The parrot, which is in the cage of your merchant. You always show off, talk about love as it is mine. And that bird wants to get out of there. You are its enemy, because that bird wants to connect with the other birds, because that's what love is. Coming together is individuality, has nothing to do with that. So, this is the funny situation, that your spirit wants to come out and he has the key, but he don't decide. Yes.
That youth